This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1780. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 1st, Alaska, Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Eritrea, Greece, Guam, India, Indonesia, Kurdistan, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Puntland, Qatar, Sarawak, Serbia, Spain, Sweden, USA, Yemen, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. From his remote retreat on Haida Gwaii Island off mainland British Columbia, Walt Somaniv opines about KNLS in Alaska. Very nice for them to be back. A lovely 20 over 9 signal June 20th at 1522 during the English hour on 9920. He says, this is my favorite with a U religious broadcaster since the departure of HCJB. They actually have enjoyable programming and nice music. Not at all like the usual paid programmers that ramble on and on. And then they went into a movie review. Also about KNLS from their website via Australian DX News for July, although this is undated, so we're not sure how old it is, from Rob Scobie, senior producer for International English. He says, as I write this, our engineers in Anchor Point, Alaska, are in the final stages of completing repairs to the mesh antenna that sends the signal of KNLS to the Eastern Hemisphere. Weather conditions finally improved enough to allow repair crews to have access to the site. For the time being, KNLS will operate off of one transmitter and antenna. So the English hour will be broadcast three times a day rather than four, plus one simulcast. Our next step is to get the new transmitter, the second of two, hooked up to the second antenna. Once that is done, the English hour will be back to our full schedule. Even though it's summer in the Northern Hemisphere, it pays to DX medium wave and be alert for unusual conditions, such as we've had thanks to all the solar activity lately. For example, in the NRC list, Bill Whitaker says it was auroral on June 25th at 0904 UT when he heard in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., the 1030 station in Argentina, and presented a recording of their ID, Radio Noticias del Plata. He was using a Wellbrook four-element phase delta loop array, which no doubt helped. On the condition list, Rodolfo Tizzi in Uruguay says, I could hear Radio Santa Ana in Beni, Bolivia, at 2305 UT on 4451.14, and put up a clip on YouTube, as well as an article about it in his blog, cx2abp.blogspot.com. Hardcore DX Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso reports hearing the Manaus, Brazil station, Rádio Rio Mar, on both 6160 and 9695, talking about police matters in Amazonas. This was June 23rd at 1130 UT. The higher frequency was a bit distorted and throwing out some spurs. I'm continuously complaining about the interference coming out of the Brazil transmitter on 11780, and I'm not the only one. From British Columbia, Walt Somaniv says he was trying to listen to Argentina on 11710.774, June 20th at 0430, which had only a fair signal and weak modulation, but marred by splatter from the sick transmitter in Brazil on 11780. He says, on the Perseus, I can see the noise way above and below the frequency, a buzzy hash sound. Too bad as it makes most of the 25-meter band unusable. Yes, there's a spur that lands around 11708. They seem to be currently about 36 kilohertz apart at multiples from 11780, the stronger ones being the closest ones around 11744 and 11816, as I log many times during our night hours. For example, on June 27th at 01:45, I cannot hear any trace of Argentina under this mess, but it may have actually been off the air on that occasion. And the spurs themselves were spreading out. I measured the approximate ranges as follows. 11704 to 717, 11735 to 755, 11808 to 825. And the fundamental 11780 itself was splattering out between 11767 and 11795. It got even worse later that evening at 0540 when I could hear additional spur multiples as low as 11600. That's 180 kilohertz below the fundamental 11780. Also on 11636, interfering with WHRI, 11672. Strangely, though, they don't appear so much on the high side of 11780. Sometimes up to only 11850, approximately. The World Radio TV Handbook website has put up not only another update of a few pages to the A15 international schedules, but also a separate national radio update, which does involve some shortwave information as long as it's considered domestic. One item of interest I spotted was that the CNR10 program from China, the 10th program of China National Radio, which is called Voice of the Elderly, is heard on shortwave 13720 between 1700 and 1805 UT. Al-Karaban Radio was back on the air after a few weeks off, awaiting parts to fix the transmitter on 5910 in Colombia. I heard it June 26th at 0556, very slightly on the high side of the frequency. A poor signal with Colombian music. Also the next evening around 0151 and 0234. You need to listen to it before 03 or after 05 UT, since NHK via France in Japanese blocks the frequency during those 2 hours. From WRMI on Facebook, June 20th, WRMI listeners may hear the voice of Rudy Espinal in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, frequently on our station IDs in both English and Spanish. Rudy is well known to longtime shortwave listeners for his charismatic programs, like This is Santo Domingo on Radio Clarín and Radio Earth back in the 1980s and maybe before. He is still going strong in Santo Domingo, doing voice work and commercials, heard on many radio and TV stations in the Dominican Republic. He is also an MC at many important events in the country, recently announced that he is a cancer survivor. Dino Blois, producer of Frecuencia Al Día, sent us an article about Rudy, which appeared in the Dominican press. Our best wishes to a giant of the airwaves and a true shortwave legend worldwide. The article's in Spanish. It appeared online at diariosocialrd.com. On the 16th of June, an interview with him and an illustration. He recalls his life, among other things. He spent childhood in Curaçao, although his nationality is Dominican. Jose Miguel Romero Romero in Spain reports on one of the clandestines for Eritrea, Eritrean Forum, also known as Radio EYSC Medrek, via the Issoudun, France transmitter site 15245. Heard Sunday, June 28th at 1706 to 1757 in Tigrinya with commentaries, bad modulation, ethnic music, proclamations, background music. A possible ID is Radio EYSC Medrek, announcing internet contacts. And interviewing a guest at 1735 until the end of the broadcast, when it was cut off abruptly at 1757. He says that there may be a new schedule for this, since he did not hear any signal at all the previous day on Saturday. And he says the 17 to 18 UT broadcast on 15245 is supposed to be in Tigrinya on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and in Arabic on Wednesday and Saturday. Many logs of and a lot of interest in, due to the present situation in Greece, of ERA, which is the revived national broadcaster, 9420 being the main shortwave frequency, and also heard on 9935. Much of the time, 9935, however, has a big whine overriding the music, as I noted at 0228 UT, June 27th. Wolfgang Büschel has examined this and found that there are a number of spurs going out around 230 and 460, and multiples of that more or less, up to 2790 hertz away above and below the frequency. But sometimes that is not the case. We wonder if they're using two different transmitters or if one transmitter is sometimes out of order and sometimes not. Richard Langley in New Brunswick was also checking this on June 29th and said the spurs were at multiples of 265 hertz. While staying on 9420 after 04UT, the other one usually changes to 11645, says Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. And he notes during the 05 to 06 hour, there have been news bulletins of 3 to 5 minutes in a variety of languages with music between them, namely, apparently in this order from exactly 0502 to 0602, Serbian, Romanian, Spanish, Russian, Polish, Albanian, Italian, and Arabic. Notice I did not include English, unfortunately. This may be from what used to be called the Radiophilia domestic service. Unfortunately, if 11645 is on the air between 04 and 06, it's colliding with Radio Tamazuk and Radio Dabanga via Vatican, which a few weeks ago shifted down there from 11650 in order to escape Sudanese jamming, which strangely enough has stayed on 11650. Once I heard a low audible heterodyne, presumably between Greece and Dabanga on 11645. On yet another occasion, July 1st, Wolfgang Büschel was investigating the annoying buzz tone accompanying the 15 over 9 ERA signal from Avalis on 9935.017 variable. This time, he says, the buzz signal, like a garden fence, showed on the Perseus browser screen 13 times on each sideband, and there the peaks were at 160.9 hertz and multiples. Of course, all these distinct carriers beat against each other, making up what we perceive as a whine of multiple pitches. July Australian DX News quotes from the Transworld Radio newsletter about Guam, wind power and solar power keep KTWR busy. Construction is an important word these days at the facility on Guam. The most pressing work has involved getting KTWR back to fully operational mode after Typhoon Dolphin crashed into the island on May 15th. A generator and backup system provided power and water after the storm, and repairs had to be made to antennas. Not affected by the storm was a longer-term construction project, the installation of solar panels, a test project generating 23 kilowatts of power for the facility has been deemed a big success. So now the team hopes to secure funding to boost the production level to 60,000 watts, enough to run the station all day, the goal to save on increasingly expensive cost of electricity. Alan Rowe in England says, I'm enjoying excellent reception with enjoyable selection of Hindi music from Vivid Bharati in India on DRM Channel 2, 7550 kHz, June 25th from 1830 UT. I guess it's film music, 20 dB with no dropouts, listening on a WinRadio G31 Excalibur SDR. Roger Tyer in Germany says, yes, excellent reception, but horrible sound. Maximum audio frequency of 3 kHz, that's lowest telephone quality. I expect a minimum of 5 kHz, which most AM stations have. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports on another All India Radio transmission, 9950, listed as DRM, but recently in AM mode, as we have mentioned on World of Radio. This was June 16th. He says, good. Now everyone can listen to it, a nice signal for the English broadcast to Europe, signing out at 1745. This is Delhi, parallel to Bengaluru on 11670, also heard, but quite weak signal there. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio number 1780. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. And it, like this program, is non-commercial. So our thanks this week for voluntary financial support from Michael Rutkaus, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. This is not necessarily in U.S. funds, as PayPal will do the conversion. One may also contribute via a check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner and Craig Seeger report RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, appears to be on an extended schedule for Ramadan, heard as early as 21 UT on June 21st and 22nd and measured on 3324.87. Ramadan normally inspires reactivation of several Indonesian and other rare shortwave stations, but Ron Howard says so far no sign of Ternate on 3344.85. But he has been hearing and paying a lot of attention to RRI Merauke 3905. As Simi expected, it has reactivated for Ramadan, heard on June 26th and subsequent dates. On that date, he tuned in at 11:22. It was off the air by 13:05. And he continued to hear it during that same general time period on June 27th, 28th, and 29th, including on the 28th, a Sunday, what sounded very much like Christian religious songs at 12:25, which was totally unexpected. Then he checked Wikipedia and found that the West Papua region has a predominant religion of Christianity. So could it be they're on for Ramadan but spreading Christianity, or at least including Christian music? RRI Merauke was also logged by Walt Salmoni of British Columbia on June 28th, 3905, starting at 12:41, and he found it was cutting on and off the air multiple times, heard past 1400, and the carrier went off again at 1407 as it was fading out, but still barely audible at 1420. He says one wonders who would possibly listen to a transmitter with so many faults. As Ivo Ivanov has been predicting based on registrations, the voice of Kurdistan, clandestine for the Kurdish region of Turkey, has made a frequency change July 1st, replacing 11510 with 11600. I was hearing it well. At the time of day, it usually comes in here with decent reception because the transmitter's site is France. That was at 0342 UT. France from 03 until 05. Presumably, the transmitter switching times remain the same, although the frequency has changed for all of them from 11510 to 11600. It's Moldova or Pridnestrovia between 05 and 13. And Ivo confirms between 13 and 17, it's still Bulgaria because he's hearing the second harmonic, which has now shifted as well to 23,200 kilohertz at local range. The final 2 hours at 17 to 19 go back to France, supposedly. However, on the first day, July 1st, he says there was just an open carrier. Filed under Netherlands non, Keith Perrone in Taiwan says, I've been informed that former Radio Netherlands broadcaster Bruce Parsons passed away June 24th. He was 86. I got to know Bruce over the last few months. We did some recording work together. He was a fun chap. And he added on Facebook via Mike Terry, he was to be cremated, resting place at the VA Cemetery in Venice, Florida. Walt Salmaniv in BC reports Radio New Zealand International in DRM on 7330, June 26th at 0704, 100% copy of news highlights, also visible on a Dream display. The SNR was 16.3 dB, perfect audio, all Pacific news only, ID at 0708, into Dateline Pacific, including Pitcairn legalizing same-sex marriages. Broadcasts from Voice of Nigeria continue to be hard to pin down due to variable schedules, but we have lots of news about broadcasts into Nigeria, such as Dandalkura, the U.S.-backed service designed to counter Boko Haram. Its transmissions have been expanded. Ivo Ivanov says as of July 1st, there are now 3 hours in the morning and in the evenings at 05 to 07 via Ascension on 7415 and at 07 to 08 UT 15480 via Wolverton, UK. And then in the evening, 18 to 21 on 11830 via Ascension, replacing 12050 for 1 hour. Furthermore, Jeff White pointed out that Radio Miami has arranged for a one-week test transmission of the Armed Forces Radio of Nigeria from the Issoudun, France relay site beginning Tuesday, June 30th to West Africa 06-07 UT on 11825 in Hausa and 13775 in English. I was monitoring this on the first two occasions, June 30th and July 1st, 13775 coming in much better here than 11825, but it turns out, as Bill Bingham and Ivo Ivanov have also noted, both frequencies have really been in English. They're only test transmissions with IDs alternating with music. The two frequencies, however, are not in parallel. The programming is similar in English, but they do not match up. Maybe they're way out of sync. I'm not quite sure. Furthermore, it seems the Nigerian Armed Forces have caught the shortwave bug. Besides this, there was a story that Jose Miguel Romero found in leadership.ng that the Nigerian military is seeking collaboration with the Voice of Nigeria. It says nothing about this, but it appears to be about programming more than transmission. Noel Green in England writes, on June 29th, Radio Pakistan has returned to the air again. 15485, heard from TuneIn 1415 in Urdu to Africa. Fair to good signal, less distortion than previously, but co-channel interference from CNR1 China aimed at Voice of Tibet on 15487 until 1430. He was hearing a program of Pakistani songs. Must be originating from one of the old transmitters at Rewat. No sign of the new but getting older transmitters at Karachi coming on the air. Aslam Javaid in Lahore says, these proposed new transmitters at Karachi are really turning into a mystery. Logs of Puntland Radio 1, Somalia, continue to be scarce, as I mentioned last week, but here's another from Ivo Ivanov, June 30th, between 1430 and 1530 on 13800. The 20-kilowatt transmitter in compatible USB, that is, no lower sideband. However, by 1530, there was no signal. A few weeks ago, we reported that Al Jazeera TV audio in Arabic from Qatar had been heard on shortwave 5940, a UAE transmitter, between 20 and 23 UT. That started June 11th. Chris Greenway thought it might be targeting Yemen, where people can't watch TV because of power problems caused by the war. However, it apparently did not last very long. On June 30th, I asked if anyone is still hearing it, and Wolfgang Büschel checked and says, no, it's no longer there. The clandestine Radio Free Sarawak has unexpectedly returned to the air, heard again on one of its old frequencies, 15425, reported by S. Hasegawa in Japan. Quoting another Japanese DXer, Komat Tabara, June 26th from 10:30 until 1200 UT with a good signal. Ron Howard in California also heard it on June 28th until sign-off 1200 in vernacular, several IDs, no jamming yet. And also on June 29th with better reception, mentioned radiofreesarawak.org, where there is audio streaming of the program. The transmitter site, however, is unknown for the latest reactivation. Previously, it had been via the Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines, and it's in the Iban language, as Ivo Ivanov reminds us. But it could now be via Taiwan, Palau, or somewhere else. We had been dreading June 30th as the close-down date for International Radio Serbia, losing yet another international shortwave station. There appeared to be no hope for a reprieve, yet on June 30th at 19:30, Ivo Ivanov heard an announcement in Serbian that yes, they will remain on the air, but only until the end of July this time. So that includes English at 18:30 and 2100. Another station Ron Howard monitors nearly every morning from his beach location in California is Solomon Islands on 5020. Lately, most of the time, they've been switching to a simulcast of their FM called One Talk 96.3 after their own programming, SIBC, finishes around 12 UT. But they have left the transmitter on the air after 1200, which had been the nominal closed-down time. Ron Howard says, "This has quickly become my favorite station to listen to. My local sunrise at 1251 UT, which gives me several hours of very enjoyable listening. To some, this might be DX, but for me, it's pure SWLing at its best." However, the latest news is, as of July 1st, an anomaly. SIBC programming did not end at 1203, switching to Montauk FM relay, but instead, there were regular cyclone warnings for all the islands concerning the latest cyclone, Raquel. Since reactivation last fall, Radio Exterior de España has used a maximum of 4 frequencies at once, often less. But June 27th at 2040, Wolfgang Büchel in Germany found them on 5 channels at once. 21620, 17855, 17715, 15490, and 15450. And soon confirmed at 2115 on the same by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. From rainnews.com, via Mike Terry, Sweden has revised its plans for a transition to digital radio. The Minister for Culture and Democracy, Alice Bakunke, said there isn't enough support to justify a complete transition. The initial plan from the government was to launch DAB Plus in 2016 and end all FM broadcasting by 2022 or 24. But there are 10 million FM receivers in Sweden that would have to be replaced. And Kunke also named concerns about DAB coverage and ability to serve in emergency situations. She said the government would follow the international adoption of the technology and see if a future transition would be viable. So far, no word about whether Norway may be having second thoughts. When WWCR attains a very strong signal on 15825, which occasionally happens here, especially this time of year with sporadic E boosting it, I also hear modulation spike spurs on both sides. Distorted, scratchy sounds I can match to the main frequency, peaking about 15660 and 15985. That's plus and minus about 160 kilohertz. This has been going on for a long time. The WRTH update says all medium and shortwave transmitters from Yemen are reported inactive, except Sana'a 711 kilohertz at 09 to 17, and 837 from 17 until 09 UT. WRTH also says Voice of Hope Africa has started test transmissions on the former Christian Voice facility bought by KVOH, but has anyone reported them yet on 6065 or 4965 via Zambia? Propagation outlook from Boulder, active to minor geomagnetic storms, July 6th to 8th and 11th to 12th, with ANK indices peaking at 18 and 5. Solar flux rising from 105 July 5th to a peak of 130 July 11th to 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1780.